This is Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. It's time to introduce you to our Fueling Excellence Male High School Athlete of the Week, powered by Cayuga Health. That's Newark Valley wrestler Josh Duke, who joins us on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. He won both of his matches in a tri meet against Spencer Van Etten-Kander and Thomas A. Edison. Josh, what's it like getting back out there on the mats? Shortened season, a pandemic going on. What's it been like for you?
It's definitely been different from last year, obviously, because we have a shorter season. So we've got to kind of squeeze things in practice and get our tri-duels out so that we can get as many matches in as we can. But it's definitely fun to be back on the mat. But I'm our top three guys on the team. We're kind of squeezing around at the top weights, so that's not as fun because we're all friends up there, so we got to kind of bump each other around. But I got my matches in, and that's what I was worried about on Saturday.
So what was it like getting out there on the mats and getting the job done and getting a couple of wins against Spencer Van Etten-Kander and Thomas A. Edison?
It's definitely a little bit nerve-wracking to step back on the mat the first time of the year, but I bumped up a weight class and I was they had about 50 pounds on me, so that was a different experience, but it's definitely nice to have your hand raised at the end of the match.
So that means that you were going up against bigger dudes than yourself. So what was that like? How rewarding was that to get those wins against guys like that?
It's always nice to be the small guy and get the win on the big guy. But I've never underestimated anybody or overestimated anybody. It's always an even match when I walk out on the mat. So
I'm kind of curious what your mindset has been during your wrestling career. You've obviously found a lot of success in Newark Valley, and the Cardinals program has always been really, really good. You finished third at sectionals, if I'm not mistaken, last year. So what's your mindset, and what's really worked for you to find success out there?
I've talked to my coaches about I've had to battle myself mentally to get into the game, I guess you could say. So I've had that mental battle with myself the past few years, and it kind of hit me in 10th grade when I ended up breaking my wrist in football, and I was out for most of the season. It hit me that I only had a few years left, and I needed to start getting back into things and taking control of what's happening with my seasons. So I decided that I was going to start doing more wrestling when it came to year-round stuff and just put it all out on the mat and leave it out on the mat.
That's awesome. We're chatting with Josh Duke here on BTL. Newark Valley wrestler, won both of his matches in a tri-duel against Spencer Van Etten-Kander and Thomas A. Edison to open up the season. We were talking about this before we came on the air here, but you've been doing all of this wrestling with masks on. What has that been like, and is it easy? Is it tough? Like, describe that a little bit more to me.
So I've been practicing with a gator on, so it's thinner, so I can breathe a little bit better. But okay, when we got to the match on Saturday, they told us we couldn't have those. So I had to get a regular mask on. And it's definitely harder to breathe with a mask on, but I didn't really experience the full match length to get the feel for the mask. So I guess I'm lucky because I didn't get to experience a full match, but I also couldn't really help you with the if masks are tougher on the mat. But from practice, masks are definitely harder than no masks.
I'd believe it. What were some of your teammates saying about it? Maybe guys who had to go a little bit more the length of the match.
They didn't really have much to say after the match because they were all trying to catch their breath.
That's a great answer. That's a fantastic answer. No, I get it. It's tough. And, you know, how do you feel about competing right now? during the pandemic. And obviously things are getting a little bit better, and it looks like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But, I mean, to be competing right now, does it feel good? Is it kind of intimidating? Is it rewarding? Like, how would you describe that?
It's a great feeling to wrestle. I've always, since I've started wrestling, I've pretty much loved it the whole time. But I've always, since COVID kind of hit, my family has taken it more seriously than a lot of other people. So that's definitely getting face to face with somebody that I don't know and I'm not around all the time is definitely one thing that I'm not a huge fan of. But when it came to wrestling, I told my mom, I said, I'm getting back out on the mat, whether I have a mask on or not, especially because it's my senior year. And I was kind of hoping that we would have championship weekends or championship weeks at the end, because it was definitely going to be a good run for me. Yeah. But
what kind of goals have you set for yourself then this year? Because obviously, as you mentioned, no championships, and it's a bummer for everybody, including us here at the station. But I'm assuming you still have some goals set for yourself for the season, right?
Yeah, my goals have pretty much stayed the same, other than the whole sectionals and states and all that. Just wrestle the best that I can and come out on top, hopefully on the season undefeated with the 6 weeks that we do have. But yeah, my goals have pretty much stayed the same with minor changes.
Before we get to our Fueling Excellence Fast Five, I'm always kind of curious about this question and answer, especially when it comes to Newark Valley wrestlers, because you guys have always had success there. There have always been sectional champs. There's always been, you know, people who have made deep runs in the state tournament and stuff like that. Where do you feel like that success comes from? Like, year in and year out, where do you think wrestlers in the program are able to find that success?
It's definitely part of the coaches and that are pushing us to wrestle as much as we can and work out with us and everything, but it's also the dedication that all the kids on the team have, and they might not find it until a few years into the program, but it seems to be everybody always finds that level of dedication to drive them to success.
It's a great answer. I love it. Josh, before we let you go, we like to do something a little fun. It's called our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's where we give you five questions to get to know you a little bit more. You ready for them?
Yep.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. First question for you. What is one junk food that you love to binge on?
Probably goldfish.
Man, now you're speaking my language. Are we talking about the plain ones? Are we talking about like the extreme flavor cheddar ones or pizza ones? Or what are we talking about?
I like either the plain ones or the rainbow ones.
Yeah, good choice. Good choice. Excellent. Second question for you. Who is your favorite muses? Who is your favorite musician or artist?
That's a tough one. I've got a few. Man, I don't know.
How about the few? You can give us a few.
I like a lot of country singers. Probably Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, Kane Brown.
Nice.
Those guys.
Nice. Excellent. Third question for you. Everybody seems to have been quarantined at some point or another, unfortunately, during the pandemic. But a lot of people have found out their favorite shows by binge watching. So I'm kind of curious if you've binge watched anything on Netflix or Hulu or TV or whatever. Is there something that you've binge watched, and what was it?
Actually, not too long ago on Hulu, they have the old Footloose and the new Footloose, and I watched both of them probably
really?
8 times in like 2 days.
Nice. That's awesome. Fourth question for you. Who would you say that you model your wrestling career after? Somebody that you maybe look up to who's a wrestler that you kind of taken some tidbits of what they do out there on the mat.
When I was younger, I always looked up to Derek Holcomb, who came through our program.
Yeah.
He was always my role model, but once he graduated, I always looked up to my brother and my goal was always to be better than my brother just because he's older than me. So it's my brother's definitely been the driving force that pushes me through wrestling.
That's a great answer. Excellent. Fifth and final question for you. What's something that you've missed the most during this pandemic? Something that you hope you can, you know, one day get back to doing?
I race in the summer, and that was kind of stripped away due to COVID, yeah. But definitely racing and hanging out with friends.
Fingers crossed we get back to that sooner than later. Hey, Josh, it's been great chatting with you. Congratulations on a great start to the season. Keep it up, man, because you deserve to go out with a bang your senior year, okay?
Thank you.